Laying every burden down, that's awfully important. A lot of people who don't do that suffer. Sometimes they blame other people as the reason why they're suffering. That ought not to be. I'd like for you, if you would, to turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We're living in a very sad world today, where more and more people are committing horrendous crimes. They're going to increase, by the way, because the ones who are doing it are of a generation who have been taught in school. And you've heard this here many times, the dangers of what is being taught, and that is high self-esteem. That you can do anything, and people ought to accept you, and people ought to love you, no matter what you do and what you are. And this is the devil's propaganda that now is bearing fruit. You have people killing TV interviewers on live television because he wasn't accepted, he said. We have kids going to school, trying to blow up the school because they said they're not accepted. Their expectations were that if they could just go out into the world, that everybody would think, you're the greatest thing that's ever been. And this propaganda has been largely promoted in the public schools, but sadly, a lot of the pre-printed literature that goes out in church literature now is picking up on that, and they're promoting this high self-esteem nonsense. What expectations these people had were false. We all ought to have expectations. When you came here this morning, you should have the expectation of coming closer to God. You should have the expectation that the Holy Spirit's going to minister to you. That's a good expectation. But there are so many people in the world today who have a whole set of expectations that will never be fulfilled. And some of that laps over onto the Christians that rub shoulders with the world, and sometimes are in the world more than they should be. Our expectations have to be based on God's Word. If they're not, we're going to be sorely disappointed, sometimes depressed, upset, because we come up with our own standards of expectations. And we're going to get disappointed. I mean, think of all these kids, and it hasn't been that long ago. And they start in pre-K, starting to teach kids that you can be whatever you want to be. And I don't know about you, but I can never be a mathematician. I hated math. I'm not good at math. I don't want to have anything to do with math if I can avoid it. But for them to say to me, you can become another Einstein with your mathematical abilities, would be ridiculous. If I graduated high school with the idea that I could become a mathematician, that's foolish, because God didn't give me that gift. And I have seen other people who, matter of fact, we have some, we were talking about it the other day. We have some in our children's church who can look at something, they have a photographic memory. And they can look at something in detail and recall it just like that. We have others that have a tremendous engineering ability. They can take just about anything, Rubik's Cube, whatever, and they can solve it in no time flat. These are things that God has given as gifts. Not everybody has them. God gives different gifts to different people. That is the real world. And for people to have the expectation that you can do anything you want to do simply because you believe it is going to bring a lot of Christians to disappointment. I think this is one of the areas that a lot of Christians have found to be disappointing when it comes to their prayer lives. They spend a lot of time in prayer. They're praying for a particular thing, and they have the expectation it's going to happen. And then a couple months later, they find out, hey, all my prayers, all my fasting, it isn't doing a thing. And it never occurs to them that their expectation has to be based, number one, on the Word of God, and number two, as it is applied by the Holy Spirit. What about your expectations of yourself? I know a lot of people get disappointed in themselves. Romans chapter 12, take a look at verse 3. For I say, through the grace that is given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt every man the measure of faith. In other words, the Christian is not to have some highfalutin idea that they are so great, that they can do this, they can do that. We're supposed to look realistically at what God has given to us and operate under that with faith. Take what we know God has given to us and use it by faith. Be realistic. Be honest. God gave you gifts. Acknowledge them to be from God. Work those gifts through by faith. And you can't be proud about something that God has given to you. I know there are a lot of people who that I've known personally that have been given gifts by the Holy Spirit. And I knew one in college. And this guy was so proud of himself when he wasn't the one who had the gifts. That was given the gifts. He was simply a person that God bestowed with these things, and he was able to use them. But it wasn't because of anything in him, anything of the individual that made the difference. It was God who was working in him. Over in Proverbs chapter 11, if you'll turn there with me, Proverbs 11. One thing that a believer should have the expectation of is that you'll be growing in the Lord and that you'll be getting closer to God. That's the expectation you should have. Now, I don't know how many of you this morning got up with the idea that, you know, today I am going to be closer to God. But that's what you should be. That's what God plans for you. Some kids, they grow at different rates. I've seen some kids that are about this tall when school lets out in the first part of the year. And then by the end of summer, when they go back to school, they're this tall. I mean, it's just amazing. They don't end the school year by being this tall and say, oh dear, I'm afraid I'm going to shrink over summer, and then go to school that small. We need to have expectations as Christians. When every time we come to church, if you go to the seniors meeting, if you go to the youth group, whatever it might be, you need to have the expectation that you're going to grow in Christ. And this is the right kind of expectation, because that's God's expectation for you. And when you have everything placed in front of you that provides for that, all the ammunition that allows you to fight the devil and to receive those things that God wants you to have, then you should be able to have it. There's no reason why you can't think in those terms. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 23. It says, the desire. All right, this is what we're talking about, the desire. When you came here today, what is your desire? The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. The wicked know they're in trouble. They know this. They know that there's disaster up ahead. They don't go singing through life without these thoughts. The Bible tells us, though, that the righteous, that they have thoughts of things that are good, and they need to move ahead with those things. Over in Philippians chapter 1, you need to have an expectation about your health. I don't want to deal with Obamacare this morning, but God cares more about your health than Obamacare. In Philippians chapter 1, this particular life, the Apostle Paul, already had numerous physical problems. He had been severe. And I know, you break a bone, that limb is exactly this. I mean, but it's never the same as it was. When skin, whenever that is, it the body receive whatever germs, diseases, you will be affected by what is see by all bruises. Now, this is what happened to the apostle. So once it says we're going to this, because Paul says something striking, would go against what today would that all these diseases, if you have problems, if you have exposed this thing and that, then you can't look to very much. It's what he says in chapter 1, in verse, he says, according to my expectation and my thing, I shouldn't. But the boldness, as always, so also signify body, be by life and death. To live is Christ, die is God. What he points out, expect to be. I'm going to be ashamed going on in my body. The expect, God has used me. I think this is an important thing. What the word away. The older you, the more things are away. Physically, these things are at you. You still have expectation that God can use you. Now, he meant exactly what he did for. Work through your body. He wants your body. And Paul's expectation, with all things that had happened to him, that sometimes years to develop worse, certainly as an older, did work against him. Paul says, expectation, they would work through anyhow. I know a lot because they expect that every same as us. You know, this old and living in depression. Because, well, I don't like a 30 anymore. Of course not. You're going to. Time you have the action that what I've left is able to use. And this is Paul's talking. That he had expectation God can work regardless of all the things. And Paul knew her, hey, he probably had more offense than what he did the day before. So what an example somebody who went through it talking about and overcame the tendency to be negative about things. Because my expectation is better. My expectation didn't work three to work three. He's excited about that. What expectation of a lot of people? What expectation should we have? Probably here this morning, Lord has said, it's a thing to you, to the Lord. You be reach people to Christ. Here's the problem. Going to faith people, the Lord, them are going to say things. I think one of the things for a lot of people that takes place and we're called, there's going to be a lot of we're going to be Jim is what they're the day. The same prayer. Sunday school teachers, there's in there, dedicated people, all God going to be going. Those left, going to say, well, do you believe where they couldn't have happened? And that's going to use. I've come across a pastor as of late that students have believed. And it's a thing, leading hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands. And it's a tragic thing. You know, what is our end of this world? We really think Christian and are certain in our mind, okay with God, you really expect that they get turned around and come to Christ. You already think, okay, we already expectations are going to go to a lot of people that in Jesus, they called them Pharisees. What do you do? And you can like that, pray for them. You're not going to have an argument. Like, dealt with Pharisees and the scribes. He with them. He meant, this is the truth. Believe it. You're going to win an person who thinks that they're already God. You have them. You have to ask the guys where they are in their relationship. So we really, I expect, now, you say, well, one of these people are almost, I mean, they're almost saved. I've heard that front, almost saved. Well, I'm like being almost alive. You know, either you're not. Either you're saying you're almost alive. I'm almost alive. You know, this is things that are, well, you know, close. Well, if you're accident and this close to holding on, coming in your, you're this holding on tree, miss it by, you're just as dead, missed it by 50 feet. Doesn't make any difference. And have the expectation that because this club that they're going to get saved. I found is just my experience. You can take it, but my purpose is that people who recognize so far from God, people who recognize that they're not, are the ones who get to think close. Really do. They do. But otherwise, Lord, I'm going back to illustrate using the Pharisee publican. Publican got close because he talks about him. God be merciful to me as And he was. And he recognized it. I have more expectations of people who realize, hey, I'm lost. There was a thing I knew many years ago. Always set things up. Go to a heritage up in, and I'm there. And when we're there, she always brings us interest. She says, I want you to these people. A fellow by the name of Mortimer Acker. And you can wiki whatever on her. He was considered geniuses of past generation. He was, XP, took over Sigmund's entire Well, very, very smart. And I met this and opposed to God. He felt by his age he could understand everything. He how smart he was. And for years, he kept pushing God away. Oh, no, there's no chance that I'll ever. I was raised in a Jewish home and society religion most of it. There came a point, and he was 2 years old at the time. Now imagine 2 years. Finally came to yes, this is a God, only begotten Son, Miss Jesus. 82 received the Lord's baptized. Now, I so you want to read something that he's in. And what's the revelation? Figure it out ourselves. If it were holy couple, then it would be philosophy. Essentially, winning is this. And because he studied all things, he said, every other religion, he said, God out. In every religion, you understand, they said, do our religion. He says, every one of those is fine. You can't hear him out. Other religions. The thing opened his eyes is this. He says, see the universe. And I see the complete. And he says, no gods could do it. He says, God was so for our intellect. He says, that was the, he says, spoke to me. And here I, like I said, old, who would have had him to turn and come Christ? I mean, all his years at the universe, writing books, I think it sold 40, I believe it was 4 best-selling books. I mean, this brilliant. His students, him, put God out, forget about God. 82 years, he finally comes in, look, I have all these other phonies. He says, God realized I had everything out of him, God. I would have expected to stay lost, be my ex, because he was so far away. God had other thoughts. You know, when you reach out, gospel times, you know what do. There was a priest who, at night, regular hours, and after all, printing time, would print gospels, put them in his pocket, on the way home, walk through down to Birmingham. And he would give out to the people in the eye of the street, as he could. And he said, all these years, that he's doing that. He never opportunity to pray with somebody. One person ever sent him got saved because of those tracts. And finally decided, this is it ends. I put so much money in, printed all those tracts. I have so much time. I've endangered walking at night through. He said, it's endangered. And the expectation people get. And all that was expected would come to him. I got saved. And all those years, nothing. Finally decided, it was the last night. Tracks he left, and he had on the street. He gave some name to him, had some tracts. And man came later and said, sir, he turned around. Yet that time. And he said, sir, he says, are these tracts? He says, the author, word of God, I put printed in these tracts. I just want to thank you. I have received this as my several weeks when you came to put out these tracts. And he said, I'm sure there's, you should have known, saved us, nice and you this. And it was so ashamed because his thing was, it prayed. Pat it on the back. If Otis was doing and nothing, his expectation body going to pray doing. But bottom line is, was of God rather than man. We need to have our expectation. God, on word, you gave a proper word, shall return it. And you don't have to get saved. Our expectation that you're going to word. Need. It's the attitude of every one of us. But world app says, no, you need somebody to pat, you need some certificate. You need to frame a nice little in, say what a great you are. And long. Psalms 6.